This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. So here's what happened today. Oh, by the way, Selena Zito coming up about a half hour from now. I know you already know her, but great author and writer. She's the one who spends all her time in the Rust Belt. She spends all her time in Rust Belt swing states. She won't even fly. She won't take major highways. She goes and spends all her time talking to Americans on both sides no one else talks to. Because of that, Selena Zito is unique when it comes to her political perspective. You remember when Trump beat Hillary? It seems like ancient history now, but how nobody predicted Trump was going to win. Every single poll said Trump was going to lose. Every pundit on the left, on the right said Trump was going to lose. I didn't even have a radio show back then. But I'll tell you what, personally, I was like, oh, crap, I see the polls. It's over. This sucks. Oh, my gosh, we lost. You know, I voted for Trump, but I thought it's over. Selena Zito was the only one I know of in the United States of America that came out and boldly said, Trump's going to win. And everyone said, what are you, an idiot? Who's this stupid idiot? And she said, I'm talking to people all over the Rust Belt, and I'm telling you Donald Trump's going to win. She called it. So she always gives me perspective, and I think she gives you perspective that we don't have because we're all in bubbles of our own making. Anyway, Selena's coming up about a half hour from now before we get to that. Remember when we were just talking about justice in this country, feeling of justice, feeling of injustice? If you've been following it at all, I know we've had Julie Kelly on this show and I've talked about it a lot. Let's do a little rewind in case you missed it about the Michigan plot to assassinate and kidnap the governor of Michigan, Governor Whitmer. What was it? Maybe it's only an ancient memory to you, but in October of 2020, miraculously, right before the election, the FBI rolled out to the press that they had just busted up this horrible, nefarious plot by these violent right-wingers to go kidnap the governor of Michigan and take her out on a boat in the middle of the Great Lakes. It's just insane, right? But they announced it, and the news went crazy with it all across the country, of course, because they love this fantasy of the violent right-wing extremists. Got to take them down. News goes crazy with it, okay? Well, then things kind of started to hash out. Things that kind of started to flesh out because there were all these arrests. They busted these guys, militia members, terrorists. But as the facts rolled in, it started to look worse and worse and worse and worse. But not for the guys who were arrested, it started to look worse for the FBI. The FBI, it was starting to look like they basically set the whole thing up. And then if you've been following Julie Kelly's work at all, and I would highly recommend you do, then we started to learn it's basically a fact they set the whole thing up. And when I say set the whole thing up, understand this. They drug a few losers out of their basements. We're talking guys with mental health problems, drug problems, guys who weren't planning any kind of assassination or kidnapping at all. And the FBI, through their agents and their informants, pulled these guys together who didn't even know each other. Remember, they brought the crew together, the FBI did. They brought these guys together. They paid for, organized, and funded the entire assassination kidnapping attempt. They funded the training exercises. They did it all. The FBI are their informants. And they did it so much that these guys are getting either off scot-free or getting off with hung juries because it just looks terrible. Well, that was the status up until today. And remember, this was all making the FBI and the Department of Justice look really bad. The more these trials went on and they were public trials and you had people like Julie reporting on it, the worse it looked for the Department of Justice. In fact, it looked flat out nefarious. It didn't even look like it was mishandled or whoopsie, we screwed something up. It looked evil. It looked like an evil plot by the FBI to set up a bunch of right-wingers so they could roll out an October surprise that would help Joe Biden win the election. That's how it looked. And it still looks that way. Well, today, well, here's the headline. Two men found guilty in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In the first trial in April, a jury in Grand Rapids, Michigan, failed to reach a unanimous verdict in the case against Adam Fox of Michigan and Barry Croft of Delaware. Barry Croft didn't even live in Michigan. Two other men were acquitted. Two of the other six men initially charged in the case pleaded guilty and testified against Messers. Okay, so what happened here? Apparently, the judge in the case was horrifically biased against these defendants, wouldn't allow their attorneys to cross-examine the guys who pleaded guilty for any length of time. Apparently, one of the jurors, reportedly, according to Julie Kelly, I want to make sure I give her credit, one of the jurors even told a co-worker that he wanted to find the guys guilty, and if we're to believe the rumors out there right now that Julie's still tracking down, that was the foreman of the jury. That was the guy who took charge of the jury. So I'm going to circle back to something we've talked about a whole lot here. The administrative state can destroy your life. And wrap your mind around this. Wrap your mind around whose life they just destroyed. Now, these guys are going to appeal. They'll probably win on appeal from what I understand. This is a ridiculous judge. Everything about this is a violation of these guys' rights. But set that aside. Whose life did they ruin? Couple guys who were down and out anyway. One guy was renting a basement apartment under a vacuum repair shop. And I'm not making fun of him, man. Down and out's down and out. Maybe you're down and out right now. I know we have homeless people who listen to the show. Down and out's down and out. You're never going to see me making fun of you. But we took down and out guys who couldn't even afford outstanding legal representation, not to dog on their attorneys. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation chose to ruin their lives so Joe Biden could win an election in November. The administrative state can ruin your life. And that is freaking evil. That is evil. That is wrong. Big time. All right. Do some emails tonight. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Oracle. Last night, a pathetic lib called in to say Trump is simply getting what he asked for with the recent FBI raid. Your response was soft. I agree with you. The FBI and other governmental agencies will just as easily be weaponized against everyday people. However, the delusional lib needs to be confronted with the question, why is it justified for politicians to weaponize branches and agencies of government against their political adversaries? He says that is all. Well, I will disagree with you there. One, that guy you call a pathetic lib is a guy who has called into the show before. I know his name. I'm not going to repeat it again from last night. We don't need everyone barraging him. But he calls in from San Diego, California, and he's most definitely on the left by his own admission, but he listens. He listens every single day. Remember, we've had this talk before on the show about triage, about what is triage, right? You know what triage is. You show up on some kind of mass casualty event, and you're in medicine, you're a first responder, something like that. You have to quickly make assessments for who is worth it to be saved and who isn't. Oh, I might be able to spend all my time with this guy, but then these people will all die. So sorry, buddy, you're going to have to go sit in the corner and die. I've got to go save this person because I can probably save them in time. And then, you have to make cold-hearted decisions. Remember this. There are endless communists in this country, in every walk of life. Maybe you know them. Maybe they're relatives or friends or neighbors of yours. There are endless communists in this country who you have brought facts to in a calm, reasonable manner, and you've explained things to, and it didn't move them at all. If anything, it pushed them even further down into a hole. That person's gone. That person can't be saved. If you have somebody who's listening to you, who's paying attention to you, man, let's try to save them, right? Let's try to save them. We need reinforcements out here. We're not in the business of turning away recruits at this point in time. All right. We're going to get to some more emails, a bunch of them here in a second. Someone wants some advice about school. I'll get to that in just a moment. Before I get to that, here's one for you. Jesse, I should have listened to you sooner and bought my daughters and wife a Hero 2020. I was on the phone with my daughter today when she was attacked while sitting in the parking lot of a strip mall in Hempstead, New York. It was broad daylight. Fortunately, because it was hot, she had the car running so she could have the air conditioning on. She had her doors unlocked and watched a man who was behaving bizarrely walk up to her car and open her door. She had the presence of mind to put the car in gear and hit the gas before he had the opportunity to drag her out and who knows what next. Says, I can use his name. His name is Steven. If you don't have a hero gun for yourself, that's fine. That's fine. Do whatever you want. I love it as a supplement to my concealed carry weapon. A lot of people I know love it as their main carry weapon, but that's fine if you don't have one. Man, if you have a mom who lives alone, a dad who lives alone, a daughter who doesn't live right there with you, a mom, a wife, if you have someone you love and you care about them and they don't have something on them to protect themselves, get them a hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun, so it doesn't matter what they say. They don't have an excuse. I'm not a gun girl. Fine, fine, fine. It's a non-lethal gun. Shoots pepper balls. It'll save your life. It has a laser sight on it. Point and squeeze. It will save lives. Hero2020.com. Get the hero gun. Get the hero arrow if you prefer. I love the hero arrow. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Promo code Jesse saves you some money. Hero2020.com. Promo code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and Michael just said as we were coming back that he'd let Gretchen Whitmer kidnap him. Michael, that's completely inappropriate, but also very much true. Remember, we have Selena Zito coming up about 10 minutes from now, and she's going to give us the skinny on some of the swing states out there. Like I said, she actually understands Rust Belt swing states. Pennsylvania is a huge Senate race going on, even though our candidate's kind of a turd. We still want him to win there. What's going on? Selena's going to give us the update on that. Here was Stacey Abrams in Georgia.
I am the daughter of two pastors. I have a strong moral core. I was trained to read and understand the Bible, and I will tell you this. There is nothing about the decision to eliminate access to abortion care that is grounded in anything other than cruelty and meanness and danger in the state of Georgia. Nothing.
Must be different than my Bible. Hey there, Dr. Jesse. Don't know if you remember me or not, but we went to beep on a dove hunting trip last fall, so I figured you might respond to me. I'm in a 10th grade at a school in Houston, and I have an insanely liberal English teacher. We're about to write an essay about how we feel about abortion, something that I'm vehemently against, but I also don't want to make a bad grade as it would lose my valedictorian. What do I do? Said, keep on rocking, Doc. Keep making shows, and I hope to see you in a couple weeks. I'm not going to say. Says I can say his name. Man, I don't know if I want to say his name. Look, buddy, I'm not going to say your name because I know and love your dad. And I'm also not going to give you advice on this because I know and love your dad. You ask your dad. He's a good man. He'll give you the appropriate advice. But I will say this. Remember the FBI special agent who wrote into the show last night? Good man. Family man. Has decided he's going to stand up to what's going on in the FBI. And he's probably going to lose his job. And you remember what I said to him last night? Your kids will tell their kids one day about how dad was so brave. He stood up for what was right against the masses. He stood up for what was right when it was hard. Remember this. I don't have an important job, and nothing I do is impressive because Premier, God bless them, they let me say whatever I want. I can come on here and make jokes. I can say things that everyone's offended by. The stations can get all these calls and complaints and emails into them. You suck, Jesse's the devil. And I have never once had a phone call from any of the suits at Premier. As much as I love to give them crap, never once have I had a phone call or a text saying, Jesse, don't. Jesse, no more. Not even like a passive one. Hey, we didn't love that. Don't call Kamala Harris Dome anymore. I've never had one of those. Therefore, what I do takes no guts at all. Anyone can do this when you're allowed. The guts, those belong to the FBI special agent who's standing up against the man. Again, I know you, brother. Yes, I very much remember you, and I love your dad. And I know this may be a lot of people's situation across the country, so talk to your dad about this. But that grade, what are you going to remember? What are you going to tell your kids about when you're 35 and you're giving them advice about doing the right thing, about doing the right thing when it was hard? Are they actually going to care that much that dad was valedictorian? Are they going to brag to their friends that dad was valedictorian? Or are they going to brag to their friends about the courageous things dad did in his life? Things that may even burn you. You're right, boy, you're right. Maybe that witch you have of an English teacher, maybe she'll fail you. Maybe she'll toss you out. Maybe it'll ruin everything for you. Talk to your dad first. Remember, I'm not your dad. I love your dad, so he's a good man. So talk to your dad. Remember, history, posterity, your kids, grandkids, their kids after them, they will remember the awesome, courageous things you do. Nobody tells stories about how grandpa went along and got along and kept his head down because he was worried about getting in trouble. Nobody tells those stories. People tell stories about grandpa went down to the recruiting office and he lied about his age so he could sign up to go fight in World War II. Those are the stories people remember. Those are the stories that live on. We focus so much about the things that happen now and what's happening now and am I going to be comfortable now instead of worrying about what are our kids going to say. All right. Speaking of things that make me nervous, not a nervous person, but Big Rig hiding over 1.5 million fentanyl pills was seized by Border Patrol agents. Oh, my gosh. You know what we need? We need a cleanse.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
You know, we lost 100,000 Americans last year to overdoses. And it's the wildest thing about this whole fentanyl thing to me is they're all coming from China. Our number one geopolitical enemy is sending poison on purpose into our country, and they're sending it up through Mexico, and we don't stop it coming from China, and we don't stop it coming through Mexico, and it's coming in droves. I talked to a guy who would know. I talked to a guy who would know about the addicts, and because, I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a drug addict, and I'm not judging you if you're addicted to substance abuse. Lord knows I've had problems in my life. I'm not judging anybody, but I don't understand the mind of someone, you know, hooked on heroin or fentanyl or something like that. And he was explaining to me that the drug addicts in this country, they're actually seeking out fentanyl. They're asking for it. Every time you read a headline and you're thinking, this guy overdosed and that guy overdosed, and oh my gosh, the story's terrible, and what are we going to do about that? And you think, geez, they must be fleeing from it. They're asking for it. Man, that is such a wild place to be. All right, Selena Zito. There are obviously huge Senate races going on in this country. Huge Senate races in Arizona. We really want Blake Masters to win that one. Senate races in Ohio. We're going for J.D. Vance there. And there's a big Senate race going on in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is this state that is hanging over our heads. Crappy governor, really shaky election system over there. And they have this gigantic oaf named John Fetterman running against the loser we nominated, Dr. Oz, in Pennsylvania. Now, sadly, we have to try to root for Dr. Oz. And if you're in Pennsylvania, you might as well go vote for that idiot. But Fetterman versus Oz, who's winning that and why? Does Selena Zito have any other insight into the Rust Belt swing states we need so much? We're going to talk to Selena about that and more coming up next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Just how fast the night
changes. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and as you can probably guess by the music there, I have a guest here because Lord knows I would never pick that song. Joining me now is my friend Selena Zito, reporter, great writer. We've already talked about her book several times, and somebody who's actually in touch with Middle America. Selena, let's start with Pennsylvania. We have Fetterman, who apparently still can't complete sentences. We have Dr. Oz, who showed up there 5 minutes ago. That's where you're from. What are the voters telling you?
Well, you know, voters aren't paying attention, as usual, with the intensity that politicos or reporters are paying attention. I think we won't have a really great idea of where this race is until probably about mid-September. However, here's what's going on right now. Fetterman suffered a stroke in May. He's avoided any interaction with the press, although he did text an answer to me the other day in my New York Post story. I hope people read that story, where I revealed that he has lived off of his parents' dime for 13 years when he was mayor of Braddock and only had his first full-time paid job with the age of 49 years old.
Hold on, Selena. I'm sorry to interrupt, and I want people to go read her story in the New York Post because she sent it to me today, and I read it with my mouth hanging open. Could you repeat that for me one more time? He had his first full-time job when he was 50? What was he doing before that?
Well, he was the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania. It's a lock steel town, about 9 miles outside of the city of Pittsburgh. Its population was once 24,000. It's now 1,700. He brags about revitalizing the town. However, that's not true. How do I know this? I've been covering him since 2006 because I live in Western Pennsylvania. Braddock's crime has gone up. Population has decreased. And the most important, one last sort of touchstone in the town, the Braddock Hospital, got torn down and closed and torn down during his reign as the mayor of Braddock. It was the only place in town where you could have a sit-down dinner at the cafeteria. That's how down on the luck this town is. And he did nothing to try to resurrect it, nothing to try to save it, didn't join in with the community groups' efforts to try to save it. And he's lived, because the mayor's job only paid $150 a year, he lived off of his parents paid his salary. Also, parents also paid for his children not to attend the school in the overwhelmingly black city. They go to a very private elite school called Winchester Thurston.
Okay, Selena, I've got to ask more of a conceptual question, but I think it's one that you'll have a good answer for. Fetterman is obviously a far lefty. I get that. You're in Pennsylvania, towns like Braddock. So Pennsylvania, Ohio, where, as you know, I'm from, these places have been crushed by the, quote, green energy policies that are of the left. I mean, that's just a fact. These steel towns, these coal towns, they've been slaughtered by Democrat policies, yet from what I read, Fetterman's up in the polls and quite popular in Pennsylvania. Are voters not making that connection?
No, what they're not doing is paying attention. Fetterman has created, and my profession has also created, this very false mystique about Fetterman. He's different looking. He's 6'8". He wears cargo shorts. He wears Carhartt sweatshirts and hoodies. So they sort of try to create this persona of him being this blue collar warrior and champion, this sort of economic populist. However, he is a Harvard educated, rich kid. And it's all sort of a Cinderella tale. And I think as more people understand that this was a character creation as opposed to a reality, I think they're going to be persuaded. Look, voters are going to go into the voting booth in Pennsylvania in November thinking about several things. First of all, crime is at insane levels in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, but also throughout the rural counties. Inflation is really impacting people's bottom lines and families. Education and education choice has become a very big thing among parents. And we've reached a record level of overdose deaths from fentanyl, which comes directly from China through Mexico and over across the Texas border. Those are the things that people care about.
Okay. Well, again, we're speaking with Selena Zito, always has her pulse on middle America. Can you explain? Okay, voters are frustrated. They're frustrated by crime and overdoses and things like that, understandably. I know who I blame for that, but I have a radio show. Who do the voters of Pennsylvania blame for that?
Well, Biden is extraordinarily unpopular in this state. And as people start to peel away the sort of personality created by the press of Fetterman and start to realize that Dr. Oz, while he did not grow up in Pennsylvania, he did attend college here. He has lived here for 3 years, has does stand for a lot of the conservative sort of middle America values that are important to them. And I think that when people go to, you know, I mean, Fetterman wants to ban fracking. Well, I have to say that 400,000 people in my state, directly or indirectly, are benefit or are employed by the natural gas industry. That's not going to sit well. And these are not just blue-collar workers. These are IT specialists. These are geologists. These are engineers. You know, people vote their lives and their pocketbooks. They don't vote ideology.
Okay, they vote with their lives and their pocketbooks. Well, that to me spells an election disaster, an extinction level election disaster, since we are in a recession at the midterms. But again, there's a lot of bias mixed in there, Selena. I have to shave in a mustache if they don't win it, if they don't lose at least 40 seats. Is my facial hair in jeopardy?
Look, I just got back from a 3,000 trip across the country, going into the most important states, all taking back roads, listening to voters. I think that this sort of bump for the Democrats has largely been created by my profession. The Democrats did get a 1-point bump from the Dobbs report. However, it is already fading. And I think that this is going to be, and I still maintain that this is not going to be a very, very good year for Democrats up and down the ballot. Look, Pennsylvania in 2020 became more, despite Donald Trump losing my state, down ballot, it became more red, more conservative in all the races, statewide races, congressional races, state House and state Senate races. That was continued in 2021 with all the judicial and municipal races. There are counties that went completely red in November of 2021. You add in that I think it's 48, it's averaging a couple hundred people a day are switching from Democrat to Republican in my state, switching parties. I just think that the evidence is listening to voters as opposed to listening to people.
Selena Zito, go sign up for her newsletter at selenazito.com. I do. It's great information. It's actually enjoyable as well. Selena, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Sunshine. Have a great night.
You too. All right. Somebody wants to thank me. Someone doesn't like that I call Democrats communists. That and much more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. First, you need to go buy yourself something. Consider this a gift for your health and the health of your family. When I talk about Eden Pure Thunderstorm a lot, I talk about how good it makes the room smell. Remember, I have emails from taxidermists. You ever smelled a taxidermy office? And they say they plugged it in there and the smell's gone. It's like a miracle for smells, but really, why? Why does the room smell so much better? Because it kills the viruses and mold in the air. Eden Pure Thunderstorm has actually made my family healthier. It's just tiny. It's just this little black box that goes right in the outlet in the wall. And because I own three of them, they have a sale for my listeners. You can get a three-pack for $200 off. That's ridiculous. Three Eden Pure Thunderstorms for under $200 plus free shipping. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3, all right? EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I feel like it's been a lot tonight. We've gone about 1,000 different directions. Sometimes, I know you're going to find this shocking, sometimes I lose focus a lot. I do, Michael, I do. Remember, Michael was sitting in for Chris this week, and you're not going to believe this. Michael and I were laughing about this during the break. Chris, he's on his honeymoon. That's why Chris is gone. He's texting us about the show. He's off in another state. Finally, he's left the state of Texas. He's in another state on his honeymoon listening to the show. We're laughing at the freak. We said, turn off the radio. You're on your honeymoon, you weirdo. All right. You can call if you want tonight. You can email. Remember, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can call 877-377-4373. You want to give a shout out to the Suits. We actually finally fixed the phone number on the website. It took like 2 months. It's a very professional show around here. 877-377-4373. Dear Shogun, as much as I hate the idea of stroking your ego, the subject is why rich guys on the right relate to you. As much as I hate the idea of stroking your ego, I felt compelled to. On yesterday's show, you said you don't know why rich guys on the right would give more money if you're supporting Republican candidates. I thought about it a bit, and I know exactly why. Rich guys who made it on the right typically started with very little, worked hard, got a few lucky breaks along the way. So we're grateful to be born in this great country where that's possible and we can relate to the struggle. I grew up alongside blue-collar, salt-of-the-earth types, and they're my kind of people, even to this day. We're grateful we can relate to the struggles people have, and even though we made it, we're still blue-collar working guys at heart. You are hands down the best voice out there for these types of people, even if you are getting soft, blind, and bald in your old age. He says, Buenas tardes. You know what?
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you, but that's not very nice. Okay. Yes. The eyes are going. All right. I realize the hair is not. The hair is. I've actually got a double whammy with the hair. Remember, I'm 41. By 42, it's buzzed down because it's not only retreating back towards my ears, it's thinning on top. And let me just say, it's not just you who are mean. The wife isn't nice about it at all. She'll wait until she catches sight of it and she'll say, oh, baby, sorry, it's just not happening anymore. It's really condescending. It's really not nice. All right, hang on. We're going to get to a few more of these. The fact that you call Democrats... we got an angry one. The fact that you call Democrats communists only reveals your intellectual weakness and inability to use language in a meaningful discussion. You may be pleasing your inferior base, but will never change the minds of a legitimate debater or a true thinker. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did my use of the word communist and my attempts to label you as something despicable, did you find that offensive? Look, it's just me, Nazi white supremacist, what do they call me, Christian nationalist, just me, Nazi white supremacist, Christian nationalist, Jesse over here. Are you offended, communist? I'm so sorry. Gosh, I feel terrible about that. Suggestion for obnoxious soundboard. Oh, remember, let's remember. Hold on, let's pause. Let's remember Dr. Fauci's retiring in December, and this was the great me from last February, well, from February 2022.
Mr. Producer, please write this one down, because if I turn out to be right, I'm just going to be obnoxious about it. Dr. Fauci will not be an employee of the federal government by January 1st of 2023. He's been shelved now. He'll be hidden under a desk somewhere. And then they're going to quietly escort him out towards the door. Sorry, Doc. No more covers of Vanity Fair. No more throwing out the first pitch. You got to go.
Okay. That was me back then. So I said I needed something on the soundboard that can be extra obnoxious for whenever I make these predictions and they turn out to be right. This guy says suggestion. Play the song Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon. That's actually a really good suggestion. And that song reminds me of a James Bond movie. I forget what James Bond movie it was, but it was sweet. Jesse, although this may be odd for you to be reading a 15-year-old's email and so on, but ever since my mom put your show on the radio, I've loved it. You helped me open my eyes to all the communist stuff they're teaching in schools. It's crazy, man. It's to the point some of my teachers become biased and stuff. It sucks that this public free school system is so swayed by the left. I've met some pretty good teachers, though, that either don't like to have politics in their classrooms or don't praise the left. Now, whether you read this or not, just know I love the show. If you can, please read this on one of your shows. All right, well, there you go, buddy. All right, remember, 877-377-4373. If I wasn't retired, 30 years police was good with numbers, I think it would be a blast to join the IRS. All right, I've had a few of these, so let me address this. You know the IRS is hiring 87,000 new workers. And I've had people say, well, hey, why don't we on the right, why don't we sign up? Why don't we infiltrate them and sign up? One, I don't think that's going to work. It's the government. Remember, they're going to look into your social media. They're going to look into you. They're going to figure out who exactly they're hiring. They're not hiring anybody who listens to this show. But two, oh, I support it. Look, anything legal you can do that is dirty and nasty to these communist monsters, 100% support you. You have me in your corner. Hello, Oracle. After listening to your show as much, I've realized your brilliance needs to be matched by better intro music, and you should change it to We the People by Kid Rock. Hold on a second. I don't think I know that song. Michael, you don't know it either? I know a lot of Kid Rock songs. I've seen him in concert twice. I don't know that one. One time, Kid Rock. Look, if whether you're a Kid Rock fan or not, go to a concert if you get a chance. You want to talk about a total performer? He performed at the Republican National Convention, the one that was in Tampa when we had those losers, Romney and Ryan, running. And he performed there. And he had a bunch of, they were over 50-year-old Republican women. And they were dancing on the rooftops. Kid Rock had that place bumping. Gosh, I love that guy. He was awesome. I saw him another time when I was younger and dumber. And, well, we don't need to go into the details of that. All right. Ford's cutting jobs for climate change garbage. More emails. Some of your phone calls. 877-377-4373. We still got another hour, baby.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.